This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power, another episode looking into or discovering or helping you discover the power that you have that you any time don't know you have. That was really the idea behind my deciding to do this Your Hidden Power thing a number of years ago. So each week we feature someone who's very sensitive, very smart, very connected to the movement, if there is such a thing. Also have great conversation during the course of the hour with Uri Geller, who's a great friend and has always an interesting twist on energy in the mind. Mary O'Malley, who's a fabulous psychic, she'll be with us later on. And Laura Banks, who joins me for these conversations with the experts. Laura's here now with Jasmine Bilali, who is a life and wellness coach. She's certified in color therapy and applied positive psychology. Man, there is a mouthful. So let's start with that, Jasmine. The color therapy, what happens and how would you use and with whom would you use color therapy?
So thank you for asking and thanks for having me on the show today.
Sure.
Color matters. It's an easy way to alleviate stress and anxiety, which has been really important this past year. And you'll see that it makes sense. Let me give you some perspective. Our world is made up of color. And colors have frequencies that influence moods, impact the body's energy field, and support us in developing different aspects of ourselves. So I like to look to ancient wisdom for modern-day solutions, and color therapy is actually an ancient practice of balancing our mind, body, and spirit.
All right, so but the people who are impatient want to get to the bottom line.
Yeah. Where do you get this color? Yeah.
Well, how do you know what your color is? That's the best. That's it, right? Isn't it?
I don't think it's a color question. That's you. I think that you use blue for relaxing and red for empowerment.
I love blue. Red, yellow,
really,
green.
Yeah. Well, to answer your question, color therapy is all about balancing our inner vibration. So it's going to be very specific to each individual, and there's a reason that we're attracted to certain colors and not others. Often the color we're attracted to is the color that we need. So there's somewhat of the answer there, but not always. What helps you may make someone else feel worse or feel nothing at all. And as Laura mentioned, there are general colors that are used for upliftment, for example, yellow. It invokes optimism, confidence, and it's the iconic color of the happy face for most people. But the key is tapping into what feels right to you. And it's not easy to do this.
So what happens if you like all? I just wrote a list of the colors that appeal to me. Blue, red, yellow, orange, green. There are only how many colors in the rainbow? So maybe I'm not black. I don't like brown at all.
Okay.
So what does that tell you, if anything, about where I won't buy a black car, I don't like black anything. Clothes, nah.
Black, it can be a very empowering color, and we see it as a power color in many instances. But interestingly, Doug, it's also the color of protection. And when we're in black, we're kind of closed into ourselves, and it keeps a little bit of space between us and others. And we see a lot of it in urban environments, and in that way, it makes a lot of sense. Now, regarding the fact that you like many colors, that's great. But I would advise you don't want to, for example, in your space or on your person, mix too many colors at once, because the colors have different vibrations. And if you mix too many at once, you would not tend to feel peaceful.
So, for example, I would
recommend 1 to 2 primary colors going on at the same time, and depending on your internal state. Now, I don't know if you prefer the bright colors or the light colors.
No, I like bright colors.
Okay, so that's great. So for a person, and I've never met you before, we're having this conversation, and my guess might be that you're not an overly stressed out or a dramatic person, and you probably feel good most of the time, because people who are in general very anxious and have high anxiety tend to drift away from the brighter colors, although they may like them. They feel more relaxed when we bring them down with a little bit of a softer ray.
All right, Laura wants to
she wants to
interpret what you just said.
Sure.
Well, I think, Doug, you are kind of stressed out.
I am stressed out.
Okay.
Well, so, let's just say I have a lot of things going on in my life. I think my life has consisted of lots of stress, whether it comes to business, personal relationships, that sort of thing.
Okay.
I take, Laura will tell you, because I'm a Scorpio with Pisces moon and Aquarius rising, that I take these things to heart.
I
continue to work things through and try to get answers. The Scorpio part of me wants answers. And
yes, and I have a Scorpio rising, and I think it's great that Laura brought this up. And I'll tell you why. I think you are over-coloring with your bright shade, and that is contributing to making you more anxious.
You mean the clothes that I wear? My house has got lots of hues, subtle beige and white. There's nothing subtle.
For you.
Blue, subtle yellows.
Jasmine's suggesting that you use a little color medicine and play with a new wardrobe.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Doug, tell me, what made you intuitively at your home tend to those softer hues?
The last lady in my life.
She did all the decorating.
Oh, okay. Well, she must have been very intuitive, because...
Among other things, yes, she was.
Those colors are actually perfect to bring you into a relaxation mode.
Mm-hmm.
And to
when I work on the air, anyway, I'm working in a home studio, and I spend maybe 7-8 hours a day in a bathrobe. I don't have to get dressed up, so I don't. And I have on a light colored, a light blue and white. So there's a little bit of green, light green in this. And I feel it quite suits me.
That might be a little too much information, Doug. Now we know you're in a robe all the time.
Yeah, I am. I don't know too much, everybody. What's the difference whether I'm in a robe? I could be here naked. Nobody would know.
You know what? I got up late, and I'm here in my pajamas right now. So,
yeah, well,
but
see?
They're black.
Yeah.
So,
there you go.
So I went to a sauna once. I went to a clinic, a sauna, and we'll talk about it after the break. But they use light in the sauna, to different colored light.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
All right. We'll talk. We're continuing our conversation. Jasmine Bilali is here. Our website is JASMINEBILALI. Jasmine, as you would expect, Bilali.com. We're having a conversation about color therapy, and the psychological impact of what those colors do for you. Don't forget about our continuing weekly podcast at YourHiddenPowerShow.com. Most recent one is number 161. We've been doing this for almost 4 years, so we have them all in order. You can go back and reference any of them from the past 3 or 4 years. The most recent one is a focus on how you discover the power of your dreams. We had really a good chat with that. Laura, I think, agreed. It awakened us to the power of our dreams. So if you want to know more about your dreams, dream therapy, that sort of thing, how using it properly enriches your lives, you'll want to listen to this podcast, Discovering the Power of Your Dreams, at YourHiddenPowerShow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Cancer of the bile duct, or cholangiocarcinoma, is a rare cancer that usually has no symptoms until it's very advanced.
Most of them are high-grade and difficult to treat.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Brett Peterson says part of the problem is the makeup of the anatomy where the cancer is located.
It can be within the liver, which is more difficult to treat and more difficult to remove surgically. It can be right at the junction of the ducts, such as where a trunk of a tree splits into multiple branches, or it can be below in the major trunk, where surgery is much more feasible.
Dr. Peterson says that's important because
surgery is a preferred treatment and the best approach for cure.
He adds that treatments using immunotherapy or antibody therapy are also being studied with hopes for the future. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
That? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Continuing on now with our focus on color and the frequency, the vibration, if you will, that comes from color. Expert Jasmine Bilali is here with Laura Banks and Doug Steffen on this week's Your Hidden Power. So we talked about surroundings in home. I mentioned the colors in the bathroom. I wear, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, Jasmine, so I wear pretty simple work clothes, usually navy blue or gray or something with a shirt that is would be a solid color, a dark green or,
sounds cute.
You know, something that when I go out to eat or when I'm social, I'm much lighter. I might wear a pair of this time of year's of khakis with a bright colored shirt. I'm thinking about one I wore last Saturday. It's sort of pink and blue and white.
So,
you know, the things that you're wearing or whatever Laura's wearing, how does that play into our psyche?
Well, I'd like to add a little bit of information here. A Liceo Journal of Higher Education study revealed a significant reduction. They studied stress levels in students, and they exposed them to both blue and pink, tying into what you just said about your little outfit. Mm-hmm. And they found that both of those colors were extremely soothing, but the different use of blue had the greatest impact. And it seems as if, which would make sense, based on the colors that you're describing, when you're working, you're using the more vibrant rays. And when you're on your downtime, you seem to be intuitively going towards the softer, more relaxing rays without even realize that you're tuning into your color needs.
Well, yeah, Doug's got a lot of Scorpio sun, Jupiter and Scorpio, Mars and Scorpio, Scorpio rising, so he's got all that intuition working. So if you're an artist and you use color and you work a palette and you're playing all the time, is that enhancing the mind more so than someone who isn't playing with color all the time?
Well, yes, because those people tend to be intuitive to begin with. And the entire process of tuning into anything, which an artist does, but any regular layperson can do, makes us more intuitive and creative and allows us to connect on a broader level.
So given the stressful times we live in, you'd recommend people some of these new popular things or these magazines you can buy and fill in the colors. Should people be trying to use color and painting at this to relax themselves or to heat art therapy?
I think that if people feel inclined in that direction, art therapy has opened up so many things for so many people. It's similar to also journaling, which people have great effects from, that just opens up, you know, one point leads to another and the dots start opening up. But we can also incorporate color in things like wardrobe, but accessories, gemstones and fabrics and furniture and plants and decorative items and pillows for those people who may not be as artistically inclined.
When we continue, I want to talk about what colors mean when you drive a car. What does it mean when you pick a color for a car? Because that's something that most of us spend a lot of time in. So that's up next here as we continue to focus on color and therapy. It's Jasmine Bilali who's joined us. Her website is jasminebilali.com. She and Laura Banks and Doug Steffen continue in a moment.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Moving back into our focus here this week with Jasmine Bilali, it's Your Hidden Power, focusing on colors and how, in this circumstance, Jasmine works with clients. I think I mentioned cars and all of stuff. It's the wardrobe, it's the house. I drive a white car. I'm not drawn to white, usually in a car, but this was a special car, and it just sort of the interior is a mahogany. It just sort of spoke to me. But most of the time I drive a Ford pickup truck. It's tannish green. I think a lot of times cars say a lot. Don't you think the color, Jasmine, of a car, the choices you make for a car, does that say anything?
It does say a lot, Doug. And generally we pick our favorite colors. And sometimes cars come to us in different colors, depending on what the universe thinks that we need.
I have a red pinstripe around it, though.
For a little bit of pizzazz.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Right. Yep,
but for example, the white is a very free, open color. It represents spirituality. It represents expansion. It represents growth. So you're likely feeling very good in that car.
Yeah, I do like this car. It's the best car I've ever had, actually. I like to drive nice cars. I don't always give myself that option. But one of the things I do like to drive is a very nice, comfortable car. So let's talk about...
Yeah, we spend so much time in them, so...
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, a lot of time driving. What about...
Go ahead.
Your general... If somebody comes to you, first of all, people are going to you because they're stressed out and they need to learn how to use color. So how would you work with somebody? Let's say Laura is your client.
What do you? Which I want to be.
Yeah, I figured that.
I want to barter. I'll do her. I'll do your astrology chart.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
That's a great idea. I would be really receptive to that. So, Doug, to answer your question, I'm a holistic life and wellness coach, and color is part of what I do.
Yeah.
And what I'm really on the planet for is that people are stressed out, or other than that, they're unhappy, or if they're not unhappy, they actually don't feel that they're here to thrive or that they've been thriving. Many of us are in a pattern of survival and waiting for things to get better, not just with this current situation that's going on, but just in general. So I like to think of myself as somewhat of an empowerment coach, and I've developed a system based on my own experiences traveling the globe and studying with many gifted healers, indigenous people, and different Eastern philosophies. And I work in six areas with my clients, depending on what their priorities are, and it's different for everyone. So we work in mindfulness, and we do some mindfulness training, and we work in health, and we work on detoxing the mind, body, and the spirit. And then we look at the home, and within that category, it encapsulates what we wear, and we look at what's going on in the home and how it's making people feel, and the home and the relationships.
Or the lack thereof, like
yes.
A couple of things. My first question is this a series of work, or is it in one session?
So I don't like to work in a series because one way that prior to being a holistic life and wellness coach, I was actually a banker. And so I grew up in a very structured environment. And I made this decision to make this drastic change.
You wanted to break out of it. So you worked your own magic on you. And that's
exactly.
The best example that I can think of. That's the best reason to be in touch with somebody who has an expertise like you do. They have founded their way on their own. They've learned on their own. It's not like somebody feeding them. She's lived it. So go to her website and see what you can experience. JasmineBilali.com. Excellent conversation. Good to have you here. Color therapy. Something that we have around it, so let's figure out what it means to each of us. Be in touch. JasmineBilali.com. Doug Steffen and Laura Banks here on Your Hidden Power.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. healvets.org.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is waking up at the White House this morning, the president with nothing on his public schedule as he is continuing to be treated for the coronavirus. Dr. Kanta Akman is a pulmonologist who's treated patients who have COVID-19.
I have every confidence in Dr. Conley, and he has the very difficult task of being both the president's advocate in terms of as his patient and also being responsible for the president getting the best possible summation of advice.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi telling House Democratic leaders on a conference call Monday evening that her negotiations with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are going very slowly. Mnuchin and Pelosi set to speak again today regarding a new coronavirus relief bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on the 2020 election, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spent the majority of Monday in the battleground state of Florida. Biden doing his best in Miami to push for the Hispanic vote.
I'll use sanctions as one of the tools for a comprehensive strategy that includes humanitarian assistance, international pressure, and support for Democratic actors in Venezuela to force the regime to embark on the road to a free and fair election. We also need a new Cuba policy. The administration's approach is not working. Cuba is no closer to freedom and democracy than it was 4 years ago. The fact there's more political prisoners, the secret police are as brutal as ever, and Russia is once again a major presence in Cuba.
Senator Marco Rubio of Florida reacts to what the former vice president said.
On the issue of Venezuela, he's basically describing the Trump policy, except Trump's actually done it. So more sanctions, that's what we've done, crippling sanctions, support for democratic actors. The president of the United States was the first world leader to recognize the interim president Juan Guaido, and then all these other countries followed. International community and support, I don't know, it's up to 50-something countries that now recognize Guaido as a legitimate government.
The Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded to a trio of scientists from the UK, Germany, and United States for discoveries about black holes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Harry Geller joins us now as we continue to focus on what goes on in your life, finding important intelligent things to think about. You know, we've talked a lot about stress, Uri, and how much of the stress that is created in our life is in our mind. You're the mind manager, Uri Geller. If you go to his websites, all through his career, he's been focused on mind matters, mind motivation. And having stress in your life, I mean, the whole reason of this program is to have us understand and look at those things in your life that you want to get rid of. And stress is the number one thing for all of us to get rid of. And I was trying to think, knowing you as I do, what it is that stresses you out. Because you're always, whenever I'm around you, whether it's in person or in a conversation like this, you're always level. You're always the same. You're always kind of on. And they say that in the, you know, I don't remember ever seeing you getting upset with anybody, ever speaking in a way, I don't know, I don't see it with you. Am I missing something?
Hey, Doug, let's talk about UFOs and not stress.
No, I think let's we got to talk about stress because people want to know how to get rid of it. How do you tell people in your motivational sessions how to get rid of it? Yeah, we can talk about UFOs, but I want to, from your mouth to everybody's ears, how is it that stress can be, from your point of view, how do you use the mind to get rid of it?
Well, I can tell you my mantras because I repeat them when I'm stressful. So I basically first tell myself, make peace and make space to relax, because stress can muffle your inner voice. And that's very true. If you're stressed, you only hear the negative stuff around you, not the positive. Then what I do, I imagine myself in a very calm place. I see it, I visualize it, I smell it, I breathe it, I dream it. All these visualizations really, really help your mind to relax. Then I make this beautiful space I'm in, whether it's an island with palm trees, I make it my secret retreat or treat, my secret place of de-stressing myself. And nobody knows where it is because it's inside my mind. And then I start exploring this beautiful space. And I let its beauty saturate me. So this way, I can travel to this secret place of my mind or in my mind and dip into the serenity there and absorb it. And that somehow ebbs the stress away. It diminishes the stress. It makes it disappear. Also, Doug, what I use is a crystal. I choose a beautiful piece of crystal, you know, mainly rock crystals.
Right.
And I hold it to my heart. And I believe that crystals amplify human energy. You know, crystals are even used by NASA to balance the weight out of the astronauts, because it has the same megahertz as our planet Earth. Then I repeat these words three times in my mind. I calm myself. I feel and I say, my mind is filled with power. You know, all these are mantras to get rid of stress. And I repeat these words three times. I will achieve my target. I will relax. I will feel calm. I will have peace of mind. That's basically what I do, Doug. And
it's sort of an affirmation. They're affirming things. I mean, I'm picturing now somebody on the edge of a stream with a fishing rod, just sitting on the side of the bank of the river and throwing that rod out and just kind of zoning out, waiting for a fish to bite. That's as much as anything else. That's a way. It's all in what, I think it's also lending yourself to that which you really enjoy, and putting your mind in a place. For example, I could see you putting your mind into the museum, being in the museum, even when you're not in the museum, because it's a pleasant place. It's a great place. Although I'm sure it caused some stress, but.
And it's a creative place. So if you can go anywhere and create things with your mind, because you see that our mind power is like an iceberg with 90% lying hidden beneath the surface. Hidden, but it's still there and awesomely massive. And you can always tap into it.
Yeah. All right. I promise we'll talk about UFOs next time we're together. Uri Geller, his museum website, watching this thing come together over the last couple of years, pretty amazing. UriGellerMuseum.com. Uri Geller here with us. Next up for our consideration, for your consideration, I've already considered it, and I've done it. Now it's time for you, if you haven't gotten onto the Calitrin weight loss program, time for you to consider it. Time for you to think about it. Time for you to take action. Get on to the action, the physical action of, you know, you have to make up your mind. That's one thing. And then you take action. You pick up the phone or you go online to the web. The address you go to is toploss.com. You look at the science behind Calitrin, the development of this fabulous This is a weight loss product in a manner of speaking, but it does so many other great things for your health. You want to have your weight at an optimum. There's no question about that. But what else? You want to sleep well. You want to have joints that don't ache. All of that stuff, plus many more things that are outlined on the website, toploss.com, are the benefit. I can speak to that because I'm on Calitrin all the time, every night. I have lost weight. I wasn't obese by any stretch of the imagination, but I get a little roundness around me. at certain times of the year. And so I lose that with the help of TopLoss.com and a good diet and exercise. All those things go together. So join the millions of people who have found over the last 20 or so years that Calitrin is the best choice, the only one if you want all-natural, healthy weight loss. Calitrin has no stimulants, no drugs. It works for everybody in the family. Come on, let's take some action. Go to TopLoss.com, act now. Use the discount code DJV at checkout. No shipping charges. You can buy three, get three free. You can buy three, get two free, and get a $20 rebate. Whatever you'd like to do, it's there for you. It's up to you. Your choice is to lose weight or not and do it the healthy way. That's also a choice. Go to TopLoss.com and figure it out.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Mary O'Malley joins us now on Your Hidden Power. She's our weekly visitor from the psychic realm, because she is a psychic. Her website, psychicscout.com, has become the preferred place for hundreds of people to go when they want good advice, psychicscout.com. So one of the things that people would come to you for, it would seem, especially this time, I know a lot of folks in your business who are very busy because people want answers. They're stressed out. And stress has been the theme of much of our conversation on this week's Your Hidden Power. So what about the stresses that bring people to you and how you don't carry, important that the therapist doesn't carry the stress with him or her after they've had the session? Is stress the number one reason for people coming to you now, do you think?
Yes, you know, in all different ways. You can call it all stress, of course.
Well, stress is a buzzword that oftentimes has no meaning or a simplistic meaning for something that's actually quite complicated because there's so many different causes of it, right?
Right, but it's a good umbrella kind of concept, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
I get calls lately, about half of them are people that are kind of at their wit's end, you know? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I have to say, suck it up. it's gonna be around for a little while.
The energy.
And a lot of times they just need someone to talk to. You know, they need somebody to hear them and help them find something else to focus on.
You know, that's a very good point. Do you think sometimes you just listen? I know in therapy sessions I've had over the years, sometimes, as you just said, people need to talk. And there's nothing that comes out of the therapist. I can remember, because I've had various types of therapy for decades. I remember going to one fellow that I saw. It was actually it wasn't the first therapist I ever saw, but he was a minister. He was a therapist. He was a very interesting guy. And he would fall asleep during my sessions with him. And I'm thinking to myself, what is this all about? It was my real first experience, and I'm thinking, you know, this guy's supposed to be listening to me and offering me ways of working through whatever it is that's bugging me, and he falls asleep. So is that, what would you say, if a therapist fell asleep when you were in his or her office, what would you think about that sort of therapy?
Well, it's kind of funny, Doug, and I'm not a psychologist, you know, but they listen to themselves talk, quite often, just saying it out loud brings them the answer. So quite often people...
The answer is in the question? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they'll start asking the question and they'll start talking about this and that, but because they've released all this, their mind is clear, and suddenly the answer appears before them. If I had a therapist that fell asleep, I'd kick him, you know. But I understand, we all have our own answers. It's just creating the space for someone to get to the point where they can hear their own answer.
Well, but it's trusting in yourself. A lot of times people don't trust themselves. I tell you, with me, for sure, I would question the answers that first come into my mind, and yet always it's even like, you know, when you're driving along the highway, you're trusting your instincts. Do I go that way or do I go this way to avoid whatever problem there may be? Mm-hmm. And I have for years not trusted my instincts, and now I do. But it's almost like, oh, is that real? You know, people ask them, is that really real, or am I just imagining that there is direction coming?
For me, the best way to tell is when I receive a message that's from my, let's say, higher self, I actually receive it physically. There's a physical response. So yes. I'll feel it in my gut. All my cells will start vibrating. It's just that information is received differently than just something in my head. If something in my head, I won't feel it physically. But if it's from the wise mind, higher consciousness, innate intelligence, spirit, then my body will have a reaction to it. So that's how I tell the difference and know what to trust.
Wow. That's pretty interesting. Like getting goosebumps from time to time. People get goosebumps. Or yeah. I was told once by someone who was very connected to me, every once in a while, I have my—I don't know how to describe them—shoulder shakes. You know, like it's—you get this little, like the dog shakes. I have that, and it usually I find it to be indicative of the woman who was my mother in a past life, who became very close to me in this life, and told me that was a sign that there was somebody there agreeing with you or suggesting whatever you're thinking, it's right. What do you think of that?
Could very well be. Like I said, it's a physical response, and for everybody it's a little bit different. So you'll have to test it. You know, you don't really know until you test it.
Yeah, I kind of do. I test it pretty much all the time, actually.
Yeah.
I like the feeling because there's a security thing, and that helps to eliminate stress as well. All right, Mary.
It does, absolutely.
Thank you for the kind explanations. Mary O'Malley is available at psychicscout.com. Make your appointment, get your info, and have a better, happier, stress-free life. Psychicscout.com.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
The road is everything you want it to be. As long as what you want is road
to ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Continuing on now, 53 after the hour, Laura Banks is here with us for her weekly visit. Astrologer is the game. And I don't know if it's
that's right.
I was trying
knowledge
to be.
Knowledge is the name.
There it is. Yes, I wanted to come up with some poetic way here. Something that rhymed. Yeah, knowledge is the game. Astrology is the name or whatever. However.
Yeah, anyway, whatever.
The bottom line is we have entered into fall. We are now in the month of Libra or Libra, Librans, using the Western model. And so what is happening? What's the foundation of difference this week should we be, what are we supposed to be looking at?
Big changes going on. We have a full moon in Aries coming up October 1st, which is going to be all about what are your needs and what are the needs of others. It's a powerful time. The next 2 weeks would be looking at organization, just really structuring and moving forward with goals, health-wise. A lot of focus on getting your health together. We've also got Mars is retrograde through November 13th, which
what does that
can kind of make us passive-aggressive. Really? We can kind of get passive-aggressive with that, Doug, so you got to be careful. And then Pluto goes
what do you mean?
Direct.
What does that mean, though, be careful? Be careful how?
Careful. Watch your behavior with people that you generally kind of have trouble getting along with that you're not passive-aggressive. Because Mars
you mean don't tell them to go poop in their hat?
Don't say something snide out of the side of your mouth that you need to say direct. You know, like, I hate passive-aggressive people. I really do. It's one of my huge pet peeves. It's like, just say what it is, although I'm sure I'm capable of it, but you know, you just want to watch your own behavior through the cycle. You don't want to instigate problems or arguments because of that Mercury, because of that Mars retrograde. You know, we always talk about Mercury retrograde, but Mars is on a deep cycle of retrograde for,
there have been a number of planets that have been in retrograde. Pretty much the most...
And Pluto
like
is going direct.
Right?
Pluto's going direct on October 4th, which is huge. huge. It's going to be intensity around that for weeks possibly to come. Lots of strong focus on ambition and to feel empowered. So we're all in that final cycle of October where we're going to get some work done before the holidays and the end of the year and the election and God knows what. The insects are showing up to eat the cows now. I don't know what's going to happen next. But October, you're going to have a chance to get into some very powerful work on whether it's business, make necessary changes you need to make after October 4th.
What does that mean?
What's in front of you to change? You know, what's in
everything.
Front of you?
Well, we always need to change. We resist it. Everybody resists
I have
change.
Been. My focus has been on a relationship. I've been very honest about that with myself. You know, I have
the old
money desires and career desires, and I went online and I got extremely, extremely focused on meeting someone. I've met someone. My life is changing. I'm moving to Indiana to be with him for a month. Your central focus that you're ignoring? I always tell you, Doug, I think you need love and romance in your life, and you've given up on it, and I think if you just decided to make that a focus, that it could manifest. But you had to put the past in the past.
I'm thinking about it more than I have been.
Stop thinking and start doing.
It's 24 hours in a day. That one thing about relationships, it takes work and time. And you have to decide that that's what you want to give it. It's been easy in the past because I've tended to be more romantic, if that's the word you want to use, more interested. And you're right. I lost the last couple of years after getting out of being dismissed, actually, more than anything else, from a relationship that I had for a number of years, it wasn't a great relationship for me because we didn't either of us take the chance, and that was really what it required. Having a romance requires taking a chance.
It does, but it's got to be a right fit person who, you know, like my friend Jeanette always said, don't give anyone the time of day that isn't into you. Why even think about them? You know, it's a lifeblood. It's a life force for you that when it is not there, you're not on track. So what I'm telling you and anyone who's listening is to what is the central thing you're saying I've given up on, I've resigned on, whether it's my health, my weight, my relationship with my children. But if it's romance, everyone's looking to meet someone right now. Everyone's saying that dating is so fantastic right now. Get on the internet. Go fishing.
But how can you meet them in the COVID thing? You can't.
You can meet individual people online for a date. Believe me, you're not going to get sick. If you see a woman and she likes you and you like her, you guys can go on a date.
Okay.
Share yourself.
All right. I'll take that to heart. So that's it. Laura Banks, astrologer extraordinaire here. 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.